This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The World Health Organization convened an emergency committee on COVID-19 to assess the current status of the pandemic. The WHO calls for global solidarity in supporting efforts to contain the new coronavirus. Right now, more than 18 million people globally have been infected with the coronavirus, 4.6 million of them in the hard-hit United States and 2.7 million in Brazil. 689,000 people have died worldwide from COVID-19, nearly 155,000 in the U.S. and 94,000 in Brazil. As Victoria's capital and Australia's second city, Melbourne, starts a six-week curfew, officials order non-essential businesses to close starting midnight Wednesday as they struggle to control a coronavirus outbreak. Victoria begins a state of disaster today after 700 new COVID-19 cases were confirmed. The state's premier, Daniel Andrews, says the move is critical to shut down the virus. A Norwegian cruise ship line has halted all trips and apologized Monday for procedural errors after an outbreak of coronavirus on one ship infected at least 4 passengers and 36 crew members. The 40 people on the MS Roald Amundsen who tested positive have been admitted to a hospital north of the Arctic Circle where the ship is currently docked. Authorities worry the virus may spread further because the ship often acts like a ferry, transporting people and cargo from port to port. Russia said Monday it aims to launch mass production of a coronavirus vaccine next month and turn out several million doses per month by next year. The country is pushing ahead with several vaccine prototypes, and one prepared at the Gamaleya Institute in Moscow has reached advanced stages of development. This is VOA News. Meanwhile, White House officials and top congressional Democrats will resume discussions Monday about a new coronavirus relief package. The talks come days after the expiration of $600 a week in federal unemployment benefits that were part of an earlier coronavirus aid effort. The two sides remain far apart on the size of an overall coronavirus assistance package. John Hume has died. He's the Northern Irish politician who won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1998 for his pivotal role in ending decades of violence in the British province. His family made the announcement Monday. The former leader of the mainly Catholic, Social Democratic, and Labour Party shared the Nobel with David Trimble of the Ulster Unionist Party. Hume was 83. In Afghanistan, at least 21 people, including civilians and prisoners, have been killed in fighting between security forces and gunmen who raided an Afghan jail Sunday. The Israeli army says it killed 4 men laying explosives at a security fence along the Israeli-occupied sector of the Golan Heights Monday. Tensions are already high between bitter rivals Israel and Syria. Israel did not directly blame Syrian forces for the munitions fire, but it said it held the Damascus government responsible. Microsoft Corporation rose 2.7% before the bell Monday, as it said it would push ahead with talks to acquire the U.S. operations of Chinese-owned TikTok. This after President Donald Trump reversed course on a planned ban of the short video app. President Trump has agreed to give ByteDance 45 days to negotiate the sale. They own TikTok. The company added there's no certainty a deal can get done. China says it's firmly opposed to any U.S. actions against Chinese software companies. This in response to remarks by U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo that Washington will take action shortly against Chinese firms feeding data to Beijing's government. Later this morning, President Trump is scheduled to meet with tech workers and sign an executive order to hire American. Indian police have arrested more than 24 people in connection with the sale of tainted alcohol that has killed scores of people in the northern state of Punjab. A senior official told Reuters that police conducted more than 30 raids Sunday. A police spokesman says 69 people have died from the bootleg liquor. Deaths from illegally produced alcohol are a common occurrence in India because many people cannot afford to buy legally produced alcohol. America's first crewed spaceship to fly the International Space Station in nearly a decade returned safely to Earth Sunday, splashing down in the Gulf of Mexico. The successful mission was carried out jointly by SpaceX and NASA. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.